football is kind of the way I looked at it, brought me to where I am right now. And most importantly, it's introduced me to a lot of wonderful, amazing people. If it wasn't for football, I wouldn't be sitting here with you today. I was diagnosed with lymphoma. And it just kind of came on very, very fast. The type of lymphoma that I have is called T-cell lymphoblastic lymphoma. It's a very aggressive cancer. There's so many different types of lymphoma, but when you are going through it, you can relate to all of them. And there are so many people that are affected with it. I think there's 700,000 people that are living with or in remission of lymphoma in America alone. And so when you hear that word, you just know that's how many people are in this fight with you. That's how many people are in that struggle to beat this disease. You know, in the beginning, it was just, there was so much gusto, and there was so much, you know, support, like an overwhelming sense of support. And it was amazing. And I just remember thinking to myself, man, I'm going to beat this. I'm going to be back. I'm going to play. And that was it. And that was good. But as we got through it, and days turned into weeks to months, you know, the days got longer and it got harder. And then a lot of questions started coming up, like, will I ever play again? How is my body going to react after I'm done with chemo? You start to get all these questions and thoughts. But luckily, I've had people who have gone through it reach out to me. One of the people who's been a really big supporter to me has been Chuck Pagano, the head coach for the Indianapolis Colts. You know, he's a cancer survivor, and he's helped me out when I am feeling like that on those days, on those long days, because he's been there too, and that's been great. And other people's stories, I think, as cancer fighters, you're drawn to other people's stories, and you draw strength from each other, and so that's been great too. I can't say enough good things about the Texans. They've stood by me. My teammates have supported me every round, every day, every step of the way. You know, I've been involved as much as I can with team stuff, going to meetings, working out, trying to stay as involved as I can. And, you know, I definitely count my blessings being a part of the Houston Texans. In the beginning, I did. It was, why did this happen to me? What caused it? You know, you start playing all these thoughts in your head, but I'm at the point now where I've accepted it. This is my diagnosis. This is my life now. And it's completely different than what it was before. But moving forward, it's just another thing that will make me who I am in the future. I was on the Lombardi watch list, I think, going into my senior year of college. And I remember, you know, reading about the award. But I got a different perspective on the award now that I'm where I'm at. That at MD Anderson, they have this place called Kim's Place. And it's a place where you can go when you're staying in the hospital, and they kind of have games and things like that. And the lady who works it, who's there almost every day, her name's Miss Mary, she's a good friend of mine, she goes to this award every year, and she always keeps a picture. And so she showed me the pictures, and I've seen all these pictures. And when you can see those pictures in a place like Kim's Place, it really lets you see how much this award can do for good. It's a good thing. It can raise awareness. It can raise money. It can help people out that are fighting cancer. And for them to come to me and ask to be a presenter, just even be a part of it anyway, is awesome. And I will definitely help out this year and years to come. Where I go from here is, I got to beat this thing. This is where I'm at now. I'm going into my ninth round of chemo. Hopefully we're done with the chemo and we're on to radiation after 10 rounds. And then after that, it's a fight to get back onto that field. That's what I'm doing. and hopefully my fight and my journey can inspire other people along the way. And I think at the end of the day, that's why I play.